Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. I say that regardless of how fast or slow I rip the bandage off, I have to address the pain. You left me in bondage and chains, trying to find a love you said still remained. You said you would always be there for me, to care for me in my times of need. But now I'm all alone because you said you needed time to breathe. I'm too needy for needing security. I'm asking for too much to enjoy the touch from a loved one. I'm talking too loud when all I ask you to say is I'm proud of you. And look at me now. In all the things you've put me through, I would have jumped through hoops if that meant I could get closer to you. But what else did you want me to do to prove that I love you? So can you stay, please? Prove to me that abandonment in times of need is a lie I was always told in my dreams. Please, don't make it a reality, a life where there's none of you and only me. Abandonment issues. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about abandonment issues and what that personally means to me, and also kind of dissecting my poem that I wrote. So to me, what I've experienced was my circumstances as a child has transferred into my adulthood in a lot of ways, based on me not necessarily receiving the right type of guidance or the right type of help, encouragement, anything like that, structure as a kid. And it made me feel like anytime I didn't receive those things as an adult, someone was abandoning me. It was a trigger for me to be able to acknowledge that in those moments. And it was really hard for me to do that as well, because at first I didn't understand what was causing it. So in my poem, I say, regardless of how fast or slow I rip the bandage off, I have to address the pain. And that's very true. You can't just hold on to those memories and allow that to be the reason why you're closed off. At some point, we have to be like, okay, this is why I don't want to get too close to people, is because the last time I was close to people, somebody hurt me or somebody didn't treat me the way that I treated them, and it bothered me a lot for a long time. I just didn't say anything. Addressing the issue, it doesn't make the issue go away, but it makes the healing process a hell of a lot easier to deal with. You left me in bondage and chains, trying to find the love you said still remained. So that part of my poem is pretty much saying that, it's projecting, pretty much. So I'm telling someone else that they caused the issues for me, but realistically, they've moved on with their life. Like, after the situation happened, whatever the situation was, they were able to move on, and I left myself in bondage and chains mentally by not healing from it and telling myself, okay, I can't heal until I get this closure from it. And you're not always going to receive that closure from those situations. And I had to tell myself that too. Sometimes you just have to accept things for what they are. And it's so sucky that you don't get the happily ever after all the time that you might want. But for the most part, you're freeing yourself by not holding as much weight to those situations or those people or those places. But when you keep nitpicking on it and worrying about a different outcome that's never gonna happen, then you're chaining yourself to those experiences, and you can't live a life freely like that. So in another part of my poem, I said, "You would always be there for me to care for me in my times of need, but now I'm all alone." It's no one else's job to bring you happiness or to make sure that you feel better. Those are the things that you need to do for yourself, and other people do that as a bonus. It's an option for them to help you. It shouldn't be an option for you to help yourself or to show up for yourself. So I used to think that I needed to hold so much weight and expectations to what people would say to me, as far as them saying that they're going to be there for me regardless and things like that. But I had to tell myself, we're all human and we are all going to make mistakes. And if I'm not leaving this person any room for error or mistakes, then I'm technically not even holding this person to a human standard. I'm putting them up on a pedestal, and that's not logical. People are going to slip up, and it's a level of you setting boundaries for yourself to say, this is how far I'm going to let this go, because this is what I need for my life. This is the type of relationship I want. And if I'm not receiving that from you, then there's no need to go forward. And doing the opposite of that could trigger the feeling of having those abandonment issues, because as a kid, maybe if that's where it stemmed from, we might not have had the voice to say how we felt. And even if we did and we voiced our opinions about it, our opinions might have gotten invalidated a lot, and it pushed us into this thought process of, okay, I can't say anything because it's not going to help me, or this person isn't going to be there for me. So that trickles into every aspect of your life, really, or any future relationship of, this person is going to automatically do this because this happened last time, so I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to bother putting forth the effort. And that's prejudging, and it's also putting expectations on people that are very unrealistic. So in another part of my poem, I say, I'm too needy for needing security. If someone, there has been people that have said that, but if someone says those things, then that's not the right people to be around. You shouldn't voice your opinions or concerns about something and someone isn't willing to change. People that are willing to change certain things that are or improve on certain things that make you uncomfortable, those are the people that care about you and value you enough to be able to say, hey, I'm here for you. And they could also give you those things without you even asking for it. But by them saying, giving you that reassurance without you asking for it, says a lot about how those people view you. And for them to not do those things even after you ask for it says a lot as well. It might just be telling you, hey, you don't mean as much to me as you thought you did. And that's a hard pill to swallow, but sometimes the truth is needed in order for us to move on from those circumstances that we've placed on ourselves. So I'm asking for too much to enjoy the touch from a loved one, and that, like I said, goes back to abandonment issues from childhood. Maybe we might not have had the right amount of hugs and kisses from our parents, or if we've fallen, we might not have had someone to tell us that it was okay and to get back up and dust ourselves off and keep going. So in adulthood, that translates into every time something bad happens, you want to curl up and cry, and you feel like you're too weak to fight against it. But that's a trick that our mind plays on us, because a lot of our trauma grows up with us. Like it develops more and more over time. And once we get to a better state of mind with our present moments, we're able to tell ourselves no. Like, we're able to tell ourselves that the things that we didn't get told growing up that we needed to experience. So we might have needed our parents to tell us that, hey, it's going to be okay. But that's when you show up for yourself and you do that and say, no, it's okay. We're going to figure this out. We're going to find a better way. You're going to find a new outlet. Whatever it takes for us to do what's best for us is what's going to happen. And another part, I say, I'm talking too loud when all I ask for you to say is, I'm proud of you. And if someone isn't showing you love, like I said before, they might need to be removed. Like, it's okay if you're cheering for someone and they're just like, oh, okay, that's cool. And you're like buying them flowers and roses and love letters and all this other stuff, then no, like, the energy isn't reciprocated, for one. And then also, I've learned that you can't be with people or have friendships that have language barriers. If y'all aren't able to speak the same language and they're not willing to learn your language and you're not willing to learn theirs, then there's always gonna be a clash. You're never gonna understand what the other person is saying. But if that person is willing to learn and to grow with you, then that's a beautiful thing as well. But you should be able to tell yourself that you're proud of you. And you should be able to, like, anything that I'm realizing that you don't get from other people, you should have already been doing that for yourself, and it won't bother you as bad when other people aren't doing what they need to do. So I say that I would have, in another part, I say I would have jumped through hoops if that meant I couldn't get closer to you. To me, that sounds like a circus act. It sounds like I'm performing and trying to get attention from someone. And you don't need to do all that just to receive love. Like, it's really sad reading this, because it's just like, people really do go through this, and I really did go through this, just to be able to have someone say that they cared, and I wasn't even showing myself that I cared. So how could I ask for that from someone else? But I also say that to prove to me that abandonment in times of need is a lie I was always told in my dreams. And that's deep, because we tell ourselves these things before anyone else is able to tell us or show us. And even after that, and they show us them who they really are, we still want to tell ourselves that they're somebody else. And we keep lying to ourselves, saying that things could get better, or that we are stronger than the situations, which that isn't a lie. The part of it that is a lie is telling ourselves we're stronger. and still being in a state of weakness anytime those things present themselves to us, and not actually operating and acting on the making the right decision to remove ourselves from those spaces. And abandonment issues, the reason I named it that is because abandonment is something that could, like I said, stem from childhood, but it also stems from within if we aren't giving ourselves the necessary things that we need to grow and develop, and the necessary things for our environment as well for us to grow and develop, then we're always going to continue to have issues with our surroundings that we're currently in, because realistically, we could find better outlets for dealing with these things after we address the root issues. The problem is we become so comfortable with the cycles that we're in that breaking the cycle just doesn't even seem logical anymore, because we're scared of what could potentially be on the other side. But once we learn the beauty of healing and the beauty of addressing those tough conversations, we're able to free ourselves from a lot of the things that have been holding us back. But that is all for today's episode. I hope that you have a wonderful day, and remember that you are strong, and that you are beautiful, and it doesn't matter what anything or anyone has done or said to you. It's all about what you believe that you are and whatever your source that you might go to says about you. But that's all. I hope you have a great day. Bye.